Well, good morning. Great to be able to join us again this morning. Hope you've been encouraged by what you've already heard and seen. We're going to pick up our series again in Colossians under the banner All About Jesus. And this morning I just want to read a couple of verses from Colossians chapter 2. So you can look it up or you can follow along. Colossians chapter 2, verse 6 and 7. Paul says this to the Colossian believers and to us. So then, just as you received Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live your lives in Him, rooted and built up in Him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness. This is the biblical expectation that Christian growth will be marked by an attitude of gratitude. And that's what I want to focus on this morning. Paul says, just as you've received Jesus, continue to live your lives in Him. So be rooted. So keep your eyes fixed on Jesus. Then be built up in Him. So cultivate relationship with Jesus. And then be strengthened in the faith as you were taught. So feed on His Word, rooted, built up, and strengthened. All things that display Christian growth. And then, he says, overflowing with thankfulness. You see, Christian growth and gratitude go hand in hand. The growing Christian will be the grateful Christian. One writer says, gratitude may be the best measure of our spirituality. Why? Because gratitude demonstrates that we have been paying attention to the gifts we have received, especially the gift of grace we have received in Jesus Christ. How can we say that we understand what the gospel is really about, and how can we say that we understand what Christ has really done for us, if in our day-to-day lives, we are not people marked by gratitude? The gospel tells us that we are more flawed than we ever dared believe, and yet at the same time, we are more loved than we could ever dare imagine. How can this truth, the truth of the gospel, properly understood and daily encountered in our lives, how can that not cause us to overflow with thankfulness? Unfortunately, most of us are more inclined to constantly dwell on the things that we don't have rather than overflow with thanks for what we do have. And our British culture does not help us in this regard, because our culture is bent towards ingratitude and discontentment rather than thankfulness. Think about how many conversations you have on a regular basis with friends and colleagues that involve them moaning about their job or their salary or the weather or their spouse or the family or the government, whatever. Moaning, always wishing things were different. And it can be hard at times not to be overwhelmed and caught up in all the negativity. But as Christians, we should be marked by a different spirit. After all, we are supposed to be indwelt by the Spirit of God. And I'm telling you this, just in case you didn't know, the Holy Spirit is not a moaner. The Holy Spirit is not a complainer. The Holy Spirit is not ungrateful. And so, wherever and whenever those negative attitudes appear in your life, that's not the spirit at work, that's the flesh. And so that reveals an area of your life where you need to change, an area that you need to give over to the Spirit of God. And it's not enough to say, well, no, that's just who I am. No, you're not. That may be who you once were, But now, in Christ, you are a child of God. You are a new creation, empowered by the Spirit to live your life in Him. And that means choosing to be thankful. It's a choice. And the more thankful we are, the more thankful we will become, until we are a people overflowing with thankfulness, as Paul exhorts us to be. And you know, as Christians, we should be leading the way in the attitude of gratitude. We should lead the way in this. It's fascinating to me how much science and psychology are now confirming more and more the positive physical and emotional benefits of gratitude. It shouldn't come as any surprise to us as Christians, because God has always revealed in His Word that this is the case, because He's wired it into His creation. Being thankful is good for us. That's why we're exhorted to be thankful so much in the Scriptures. And so I want to mention just three areas that should regularly fuel our gratitude as Christians. Number one, God's faithfulness in the past. God's faithfulness in the past. We have to regularly remind ourselves to be thankful for all the good that's gone before, so that we can actually live appreciative and grateful lives in the present. Call to mind what God has done for you, not least all that He's done for you in and through Jesus, but also, you know, all the experiences you've already been privileged to enjoy in your life, and all the challenges that God has already brought you through in life. Look back and give thanks. Don't forget. I love the way technology can aid us in this kind of gratitude. Social media apps that bring to mind things that happened on this day a year ago or 5 years ago. These can be really helpful moments to fuel our gratitude. Even in the negative things in our past, even these can prompt us to be thankful that God has brought us through and that God continues to sustain us. I use a journaling app each day on my iPad during my time out with God. It's called Day One. I would highly recommend it. But I write out a few verses of Scripture, and then I write a few things that I feel God might be saying to me through those verses. And then maybe I'll write a short prayer, or if there's any particular highs or lows going on in my life at the time, I might write a few thoughts about those. Well, the latest update to this journal app included a new feature which automatically brings up all my entries on this day in previous years. And I've been using this app now on my iPad for 6 or 7 years. So every morning, I get a ready-made reason to look back and give thanks for God's faithfulness. And this has now become part of my devotional time. And it's been so, so encouraging and helpful, because I can see the ways that God has sustained me and strengthened me and helped me and spoken to me in the past. And it fuels my thankfulness and my faith in the present. Even the crappy stuff that comes up, and I'm looking back over and I'm like, whoa, thank you, Lord, for bringing me through that. It gives me a sense of perspective. God is faithful, and He will continue to be faithful. And you may not have an app to help you with that, but we all need to find ways to look back and be thankful. Otherwise, there is a danger that ingratitude can easily set in as we forget how far we've traveled and how faithful God has been. So we need to cultivate gratitude around God's faithfulness in the past. But number two, we also need to cultivate gratitude in relation to God's goodness in the present. God's goodness in the present. We need to stop rushing through life, always moving on to the next task, the next purchase, the next project, the next responsibility, without ever slowing down or pausing long enough or regularly enough to actually appreciate what we have and all that we are able to do and enjoy. I've noticed one of our church members recently posting a win on social media each day. And this involves basically being grateful for some small thing every day, a thing which otherwise would go unnoticed and unthanked. Haircuts, grape juice, a piece of artwork, tidy cupboards, completing a jigsaw, growing your own veg. These are just some of the wins that this person has posted. And maybe that's an idea that some of you could adopt to cultivate gratitude. That the thing is, find ways to be grateful for every good gift, large and small. And actually, for those of us fasting this week, we've just had a week of prayer and fasting, so I hope you've been able to engage in that, trust in God, responding and meeting with us in and through that. But if you've been fasting this week in any way, you would have discovered that fasting is a great way to cultivate gratitude. When you choose to go without food for any length of time, you cannot help but be more thankful and grateful for food. You appreciate what you usually so easily take for granted. The smells, the sight, and eventually the taste when you finally break your fast. So I would recommend regular fasting in order to aid gratitude. Often, you know, cultivating gratitude can be as simple as changing our mentality from, I've got to do this, to, wow, how great that I get to do this. It's flipping it from, I have to do it, to, I get to do it. And even in mundane tasks, you know, for example, just filling up the car with petrol, which can be an unwanted inconvenience, and actually, you know, it can be quite annoying when we have to do that. But actually, that annoyance is a product of our negative thinking. It's not the task itself. And so we need to train ourselves to think about the privilege more than the inconvenience. Think about the privilege more than the inconvenience. You know, I actually have a car. Thank you, Jesus. I actually have the money to fill up the car. Thank you. I actually have a petrol station. Now, it's not miles and miles from my home, but it's quite close. Great. And I actually, by filling up the car myself, I'm helping others who want to use the car. So it's actually a way of serving others as well. I get to do this. Not, oh, no, I have to do it. I get to. And you know, you can flip your thinking from something being a pain to a privilege in almost any situation. If you choose to. Try it. Try it. Next time you're tempted to moan or complain about a particular task or situation or whatever, flip it. Flip it. And find reasons in that moment to be grateful for what you are doing or what you're having to do or getting to do. Turn it into a joy, or find reason to turn it into a joy rather than a duty or a drudge. It's a choice we make. No matter what is going on, there is always reason to be grateful. Spiritual blessings in Christ, physical blessings in life, we have an abundance. We have access to more resources and opportunities than most people throughout history would ever have even dreamed of. And you know, as Christians, we can even be thankful to God in the midst of incredibly difficult and painful circumstances, because we know that our pain is never wasted, that God is always good and always working for our good, that Jesus is always with us, and that in the darkness, His light shines brighter. We always have reasons to be thankful. And that brings me on to the final area to help us fuel gratitude. Not only for God's faithfulness in the past, not only God's goodness in the present, but also, number three, God's promises for our future. God's promises for our future. We need to remember and thank God for His abundant promises for our future. Paul encourages us to fix our minds, not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. For what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. And so we need to remember regularly, often, that there is an eternal glory that awaits, where we will dwell with God in a renewed heaven and earth with resurrected bodies, where there will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain. That is our future. We need to give thanks for God's promise for our future. We are not like those who walk about without hope, but we have a glorious hope, and we would do well to daily live gratefully in the light of that promised hope. God loves you, and He has promised to be with you both now and always. And He has promised to work all things together for the good of those that love Him. This is our foundation and our hope. Rooted, built up, strengthened in the faith, and overflowing with thankfulness. Thankfulness for God's faithfulness in the past. Thankfulness for God's goodness in the present. And thankfulness, ultimately, for God's promise for our future. We have many, many reasons to be grateful. Let's pray and give thanks. Father God, just we want to say thank you, Lord, for who you are, for what you have given us, for what you've done for us. Not least, Lord, in and through the person and work of Jesus Christ, in whom everything finds its proper place. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. And I pray that you would help each one of us to live grateful lives, to be aware of and conscious of all that we have, both past, present, and future. And I pray, Lord, that our thankfulness would be a witness in our world for your glory, for the extension of your kingdom, and for our good. Thank you, Lord. We love you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.